Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Gurmeel Mungath Fí Sin, returning now to our main story, the historic election of Simon Harris as the youngest ever Taoiseach and the third in this Dáil term. Well, in news just reaching us now, as you heard Shane give you in the headlines, Peter Burke will be appointed Minister for Enterprise and Patrick O'Donovan is set to be appointed Higher Education Minister, and we'll bring you more news of those cabinet changes as they reach us. In a few minutes, I'll be speaking with Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin and Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil. But first I'm joined by Hugh O'Connell, who's political editor with the Sunday Times. And what do you make of those changes to cabinet, first of all, Hugh?
Yeah, well, I think Peter Burke's elevation to cabinet was not surprising. He was tipped to get the enterprise portfolio being vacated by Simon Coveney, who's made himself unavailable for selection. So no surprise there. A bit of a surprise, I think, that Patrick O'Donovan has gone to higher education. The talk in Fine Gael this morning had been that he would go to the Chief Whip's office instead, and that Hildegard Nocton would be elevated to higher education. But instead, it looks like Patrick O'Donovan, it is the case now, Patrick O'Donovan will be higher education minister. And it looks like, from my information, that Hildegard Nocton is staying as Chief Whip. So that, to me, says that this is kind of at the very conservative end of a reshuffle from Simon Harris. He isn't really moving people around. I mean, we already kind of knew that Helen McEntee is staying at the Department of Justice, for example. So it's really just, you know, two vacancies have arisen in cabinet as a result of the...
So if it's conservative, then, is that not a surprise, given the promise of new energy and a reset?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would certainly seem to come slightly into conflict with this idea of new energy and a reset and all of these things. I mean, certainly there's no doubt Simon Harris will bring a new energy to the Taoiseach's office, but in terms of his cabinet ministers, it seems as if he's, as I said, he's at the more conservative end of a reshuffle here, whereby he's just filling the vacancies that have arisen.
Now, there could be a raft, of course, of Minister of State vacancies.
I mean,
we're expecting
most of that tomorrow. There is some speculation that the position of this so-called expanded EU Affairs Minister role will be decided today. And the speculation around that is that Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the current Junior Finance Minister, could be switched into that role. That might be announced today, but we're expecting most of the junior ministers to be appointed tomorrow.
Okay. Can I bring you back to the formal election in the Dáil of Simon Harris's Taoiseach? He won by a vote of 88 to 69, but he faced serious criticism from the opposition, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, that's not unexpected, given the way particularly Sinn Féin have been talking for the last 2 weeks about the, you know, effectively what they see is the illegitimacy of Simon Harris's election as Taoiseach without a general election, and arguing the point that there should be a general election, given that he has ascended to the position of Taoiseach without an internal contest within Fine Gael and by virtue of a Dáil vote. Now, governments, ministers and TDs and so on will you know, reasonably make the point that this is how the constitution works, this is how Ireland works, and this is how Taoiseach have been elected in the past. But certainly I think Sinn Féin are hitting this drum quite loudly for this idea that Simon Harris doesn't have a mandate to be Taoiseach because he hasn't gone to the country, and that the time is now for a general election. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, in fairness to Sinn Féin, they've been calling for a general election, as have other opposition parties, since long before Leo Varadkar even had the notion of resigning as Taoiseach, as he did earlier, or last month rather. So, you know, I think we can expect that talk to intensify, those calls for a general election to intensify. You've seen very clearly in what Simon Harris said today and has been saying for the last 2 weeks that he has no intention of calling an early election.
So we're waiting, Hugh, for the other changes to cabinet and Minister of State, and there's no honeymoon built into the agenda here. The agenda of the Taoiseach, it runs quick and fast from the off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, the Taoiseach mentioned, the new Taoiseach, I should say, mentioned in the Dáil today that he'd be heading to Brussels later this week, and we've already seen Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President, tweeting that she was looking forward to meeting him in Brussels on Thursday. So my information is that Simon Harris will travel to Brussels on Thursday for a meeting with Ursula von der Leyen, and he's also planning on the same day, I believe, to head to Warsaw in Poland, where he will hold a bilateral meeting with the European Council President Charles Michel, and also meet other heads of government in Poland, including obviously the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, a former European Council chief himself. So that's that. That indicates that Simon Harris is very much standing by his words of hitting the ground running. I suppose some might question whether the right idea is to leave the country on Thursday, but nonetheless, the plan is that he'll be back on the same day and he'll be here over the weekend.
Well, that's the agenda. Hugh O'Connell, political editor of the Sunday Times. Thank you very much indeed for that. Let me turn now to Louise O'Reilly, who's Sinn Féin spokesperson on workers' rights, enterprise, trade and employment, and also by Niall Collins, who's Fianna Fáil Minister of State in what was Taoiseach Simon Harris's old department, Further and Higher Education. You're both very welcome to the programme. You're both excellent guests, I would say, because in terms of enterprise, we have a new minister, Louise, and Niall Collins, you have a new boss, Patrick O'Donovan, a fellow Limerick man. What do you make of that, first of all?
I think it's absolutely fabulous for Limerick, for the Midwest region. I've been a constituency colleague of Patrick O'Donovan for a long time. In fact, we were both contested our first elections to what was then Limerick County Council back in 2004. I knew him before I got into politics, and I've known him since, and I'm absolutely looking forward to working with him in the Department of Further and Higher Education.
Are you saying that in terms of the next general election, whenever it happens, are you saying that through gritted teeth? Yeah, give me my number one vote and never mind my boss in the department.
Well, sure. Look, I mean, we'll all put our best foot forward in the next general election. Each party will go out and set out its stall. We'll have our own manifesto, and we'll be contesting the next general election as the Fianna Fáil party. We'll obviously be standing on our record in government as part of a three-party coalition over the last number of years, and in the remaining time that this government has. And that's exactly how it should be, and that's exactly how it will play out. So I wish the new people well. I think it was a fairly unique day in terms of the election of Simon Harris. I've seen over the years a number of Taoiseach obviously being elected, but I thought today was something different in that he's such a young man to see, I suppose, four generations of his family in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery.
Mm-hmm. And a wonderful day for his family, without question. And it was very nice to see his young family there. But in terms of Fianna Fáil now, you started off with the confidence and supply with Fine Gael. You went into full coalition with Fine Gael then. And now today, you elected a second Fine Gael Taoiseach in 14 months. Will it be difficult from now on to argue any difference between the two parties?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're a three-party coalition. The coalition was established on that premise following long negotiations back in 2020. It's the programme for government, which dictates the agenda of government. We are distinct political parties. There is, as we know, a vacancy, or was a vacancy at least, for the leadership of Fine Gael. That has been filled. And I said to you previously when we discussed this on air, just because a major political actor on the Irish political stage moves off the stage doesn't mean that everything has to fall down. We have to have a general election.
Okay.
We will have a general. We all work under one condition in under the Irish Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
There is always going to be an election within 5 years, and that election will take place when it has to take place.
I'll bring in Louise in just a second. How do you think, from a policy point of view, will Taoiseach Simon Harris change things?
Well, look, I mean, he has been entitled to reiterate or to articulate some of his priorities, particularly at his Ardèche. That's what we do at Ardèche. You're speaking to your party membership, to your party grassroots supporters. But it's the programme for government which dictates the work agenda of this government. And that's what we're committed to.
So no change here, is that what you're saying?
Well, what's in the programme for government will be the agenda of this government. And if, you know, as events do happen, or as needs must and priorities emerge, the three party leaders and the government as a collective will make decisions in relation to those matters.
Okay, stay with me, Niall Collins. Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, you'll be marking now a new minister, Minister Peter Burke, who's enterprise. What's your reaction to that and the election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach?
Well, this will be the third enterprise minister in under 4 years. So, I mean, obviously, I look forward to working with him, so whatever the government put in place. But, I mean, really, what we saw today and what we are seeing unfolding in front of us is simply a commitment to more of the same. And Niall said it there, you know, they have their programme for government. There'll be no new energy. There'll be no new ideas. There'll be no new vision. It will be more of the same. And I genuinely do not believe that that is what people want.
I mean, new new faces, Patrick O'Donovan, higher education, Peter Burke will be new again, as you say, in Enterprise. We're also learning Hildegard Nocton will remain as chief whip. Helen McEntee remains as justice minister, according to
Not that many new faces, really.
But there are some, and probably more in terms of ministers of state tomorrow.
A lot more of the same. So, you know, I don't believe that that's what people want. We heard in the Dáil today the incoming Taoiseach tell us that he believes that somehow, you know, he thinks or he's promising to do in 11 months what his party and his government have failed to do in 13 years. That doesn't seem credible, not to me, and certainly not to the people I meet when I'm out
canvassing. Doesn't he deserve a chance, though, to prove it?
But he has had 8 years at the cabinet table. He's had 13 years of his party in government. How many chances do they need? And all of the while, Cormac, house prices are out of control. Rents are spiralling out of control. Homelessness is spiralling out of control. And waiting lists are growing. So what we needed, what people needed to hear today was that, you know, if he is that confident, if he is that confident in his ideas, if he is that confident in his government and their track record with their partners, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, well, then let him take that to the people to get the mandate.
How do you respond to that now, Collins?
Well, last Thursday, Cormac, I spent about 3.5 hours in the Crescent Shopping Centre in Limerick canvassing for our mayoral candidate, Dee Ryan, with Micheál Martin. And we met, I would say, over that period of time, probably 300 to 400 people. And not one person said to either myself or Micheál Martin or our candidate, Dee Ryan, that they wanted a general election. Look, the public will get a general election at the end of our 5-year term in government. I think it shows that we are a mature democracy, that we can put together a multi-party coalition. This is the norm across Europe.
But not everybody in Fianna Fáil or even Fianna Fáil in Limerick believes you're right. Willie O'Dea thinks this is the wrong approach.
And Willie O'Dea is entitled to his opinion, of course, and he's entitled to articulate his opinion. And as Micheál Martin said in his speech in the Dáil today, we consulted widely with our membership. We had a full vote or plebiscite within our membership prior to entering the government. After the programme for government was agreed, it went to our membership. It was endorsed by our parliamentary party. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're delivering on the key priorities within our programme for government across all of the areas. You just look at our economy, it is very, very strong.
So more delivery, Louise, we have full employment.
We're addressing the issues in health.
More delivery, more of the same. And that Niall is absolutely nailing it.
Let's get a response from Louise.
And, you know, to be fair to Niall, he had a good run there to outline that he believes absolutely nothing is going to change. So we've got, you know, people in emergency accommodation hitting off 14,000. 4,000 of those are children. So the message to them is very clear. Nothing will change. And nothing will change until there is a change of government, because there won't be a change of direction. This is very, very much the old wine in the new bottles. There's nothing going to change for people here. No new ideas, no new vision, absolutely nothing to offer people. And yet, you know, we hear Niall come on to defend it, to defend the high house prices, to defend the spiralling rents out of control, to defend the fact that there are more people now than at any time stuck in the back bedroom of their parents' house, unable to afford a home, unable to move on with their lives. Those people are thinking
about
emigrating.
And, Cormac, we have built record numbers of homes.
Talk directly to those people, Niall. Tell them that you're okay with them in the back bedroom of their parents' house, because that is what you're saying.
And Louise knows we have built record numbers of homes, and Sinn Féin have objected to the building of record numbers of homes, particularly across Dublin. It is true, Louise, the facts are there.
It's been fact-checked, Niall, many times. You can keep saying it and it won't make it true.
Across Dublin have objected to thousands.
You're calling for a general election, Louise, and Sinn Féin. But if there were to be one, all of those things would be delayed as well, wouldn't they? The solutions or the implementation of policies to change homelessness and housing and health and so on, because it might take an awful long time to put a coalition together.
We need a new government, Cormac. That is what people, you know, people don't tell us they want this government to take their time, believe me. They tell us they want this government, they want
point.
A new government, they want a government
time.
For change.
It could take a long time to put a government together.
Or indeed,
so
it could
not
be
better
very swift.
The devil,
so,
you know.
The devil that people know. Are you joking with me? Are you honestly joking? The devil, so the people who are stuck in their back bedroom, in their 30s, in their late 20s and early 30s, you know, that locked out generation that are stuck because of this. Do you want to tell them that it's better the devil
well,
they
you're
know?
You're telling them, Louise, that you'd go back into government possibly with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael after the next election.
I'm telling them that we will go to the people. We will seek a mandate. We will seek a mandate, by the way, for the first government in the history of the state that doesn't involve either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in the first instance.
Yeah, and if it does work out.
We have said we will talk to every party.
There you go. So those people are in, so who are in the bedroom
to do
might face the same faces in government still.
What we need to do is we need to ensure that, you know, if the incoming Taoiseach had the guts to, he would call an election. He would take his record, his 13 years of Fine Gael in government, and Niall and the Fianna Fáil party can take their 8 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in their arrangements, either in coalition or partial coalition or whatever it is, mm-hmm. take that to the people and let the people decide. But they don't have the guts to do that. So instead, what we have is a shuffling around of the deck chairs, a small minor adjustment in the personalities, no change in policy, no change in direction, no new vision, no new energy, nothing to offer people
who are part
of that locked out generation.
One of the points Sinn Féin, I think, Piers Doherty made today was he said when Simon Harris was Minister for Health, he was so bad, he said, that Fianna Fáil couldn't vote confidence in him. But yet you're voting confidence in him as Taoiseach today.
Yeah, and since this government took office, Cormac, and we've discussed it on many occasions, the amount of funding and the amount of extra capacity and extra resources which have been poured into health, particularly under the present minister, Stephen Donnelly, has been huge. I see it despite the challenges in my own part of Limerick and the Midwest region. Mm-hmm. If you look at the health service in terms of the improvement in health outcomes right across all of the different headings within the health service.
So are you saying that he wasn't good enough to be Minister for Confidence, for health, to have your confidence then, but he is good enough to be Taoiseach now, is that
right? Well, he is Taoiseach, and we will be working with him as part of our three-party coalition right through to the end of this term. And all this nonsense that Sinn Féin go on with in terms of wanting an election now, as I said to you, I met about 400 people last Thursday canvassing with our mayoral candidate, Dee Ryan. Nobody came up to me and said they want a general election.
We'll see.
So we will have an election in time when this five-year period runs out, and we will gladly put our record and our priority and our programme for government to the people to be tested.
We'll leave it there. Minister of State for Fianna Fáil, Niall Collins, thank you very much indeed. And Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, thank you as well.